Well, good morning, friends. Happy Wednesday. We need to make it happy. I am your Christian podcaster and friend, C.A., on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Hope you all are hanging in there the best of your ability, the best you can, the best we all can. And as we continue to pray and be in intercessory prayer of what God has in store, and all we can do is just continue to pray and continue to keep the faith and continue to trust and continue to believe in God like we should. Well, enough said on that. What I want to talk about today on a Wednesday, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on my show. But before I do, I want to go ahead and give you my toll-free 1-800 number. If you have any prayer requests or questions, comments, biblical questions, feel free to utilize that toll-free 1-800 number, and you can even text it to me. It has texting capability, that is. It is 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Or you can also feel free to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Mornings like mornings in the mornings. And then brewlikethecoffee@gmail.com. Okay? All right. And again, I encourage you to please like me on our Facebook page. I'm getting a lot of people that are liking me on there. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I greatly appreciate that. All right. Okay. So real quickly, before we get started on what's going to happen on our show today, looking this morning, as of right now, 441,000 people are totally infected right now, and sadly, 19,784 have perished. In the United States right now, we're showing 60,050 total infected perished. The ones that have passed away, 807, and the numbers just keep growing. We got to continue hand washing, hand sanitizing. We just got to continue to stay strong, and we need to continue to be united in prayer, as we know God has got this in the palm of his hands, even when things look gleam. Well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today on a Wednesday, friends. On a Wednesday, midweek, hard to believe. A lot of us have been at home, haven't we? Well, we got another devotion. I got a great one for you. Also, I talked about on my Facebook Live earlier today, I'm going to be playing some old-timer music that it has some encouragement to it. Kind of songs that my dad and brothers, and I'm the oldest out of three, in fact, that we sung and the kids sung back in our church bus route days. I'm going to play three back-to-back for you. And I am going to be Bible teaching on, from my archive, Finding God in the Chaos, verses of Scripture that's going to find peace to guard our hearts and minds in Him. Amen, amen. All right, well, get your coffee, Coca-Cola, hot tea. Hope you're doing okay. Praying for y'all every day. And what do you say? Let's get a Bible devotion in this right now. Get it kicked off. And let me take a little time here real quick too, friends. I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. I have had people text me on my ministry line, and they're like, "C.A., how are you doing?" I'm doing good. You know, I've been confined in or going in between the podcast studio, but I'm doing good. Everything's okay with me so far. Knock on wood, so far, so good. I'm going to continue to be praying and be in prayer for all of us. And all we can do is just stay strong and give it to God. But yes, to give you a report, I am okay. And everything, okay? So thank you for all your concerns. Thank you for all your prayers, because we all need them. And again, thank you for the encouragement. And a lot of y'all that have told me, "Hey, C.A., keep doing what you're doing," and I will. All right, well, today we're going to talk about, on our Bible devotion, this day is at hand. That's my Bible devotion for today. You know, the good book of Romans, friends, chapter 13 and verse 12 reminds us, put on the armor of light. Again, find that in Romans chapter 13 on any version on the Bible in verse 13. That it happens to be the New American Standard Bible that I was reading that out of. You know, once read about a Sudel, of which it was inscribed as a cryptid message. It was later than you think. In fact, travelers would often pause to meditate on the meaning of that phrase. Its author undoubtedly wanted to remind others of the shortness and uncertainty of life. You see, friends, we as Christians have a Sudel. And the word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, it bears us warning. It is later than you think. In fact, writing to the Christians of this day, Paul said, "It is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep, and from now your Savior is nearer to us than we would have believed." "The night is almost gone, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put the armor of light." Find that in the good book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. And today I was reading out of the New American Standard Bible. Learn to live each day as it was your last day. Someday it will be. Hope for you today. Think of the last 24 hours. Did you love your neighbor well? Seek peace? Make disciples? Would you consider the hours well spent if they were your last before meeting Christ face to face? Amen. Amen. You know what? I thank God each and every day. I thank Him for life. I thank Him for all He's done in my life. And you know what? And I thank God for what He's doing in your life, because He's got a lot of great things happening. Just keep the faith, keep loving, keep believing. Okay, so we're going to kick it off with some bus songs that we sung back in the 70s when my dad was named Bus Captain Bill, excuse me, for so many years. All right, well, let's kick off one of three. This is going to be sung by the Gaither Vocal Band, because he lives exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast show on a Wednesday.
And because He lives.
All right, I thought you guys would really enjoy that. That was the Billy Graham choir, Crusade Choir, back in the day, back in the good old days. And that was To God Be the Glory. What a great song that was, and it still is. And the other ones before that was, of course, by the Bill Gaither and Company, Gaither Vocal Choir. I mean, Gaither Vocal Band. So anyway, tongue twister. Well, today I'm going to talk briefly about finding God in chaos and verses of peace that will help you, as it said, help me to guard our hearts and our minds in Him. Bear with me, just allergies. I'm okay, guys. Have you been in situations where you grabbed your Bible early in the morning to head outside? Well, at least to head outside. Spend a few moments quietly watching maybe the sunrise. You felt a strong sense to read today's devotional. Have you ever been like that? I have. And what I want to do is I want to give you some helps that has helped me, like I said. Verses, and these are just verses of peace to guard your hearts and minds in Him. Especially all we're going through in our world today, friends. In the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 27, Scripture reminds us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Briefly on that, we should not have our hearts be troubled, even though we're really caught into a lot of this right now, and it's in the norm not to be unnormal. To be caught up in this. But our hearts are going to be troubled. But God reminds us, do not be afraid. Another scripture that comes to mind on my notes is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26 and verse 3, friends, where it says, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he, being God, trusts in you." Another good one is in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition. And with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So let me stop there for a moment, give you a little mini breakdown on that. Do not be anxious, God's reminding us, about anything. But in everything, come to Him with prayer and petition and thanksgiving, and present all your requests to God. And you're thinking, "CA, what are you talking about?" Give it to Him. The trouble of the world, your kids, your wives, your husbands, your wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, fiancés, significant others, whatever it may be. Give your request to God. Job-wise, give your request to God. Relationship-wise, give your trust to God. And He will take your request and work through this with you. Just open your heart and listen to Him. Trust in God. Another part of that scripture in Philippians talks about, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding," because God understands everything we're going through. I've had people question me on that, especially in production work. "What are you talking about, CA? You're talking about God's questioning?" No. And I question God on this? No. What I'm saying is, just like Scripture reminds us, and I've told them before, "And the peace which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Simple as that. Give it to God. He's got it. Another good scripture is in the book of Psalms, chapter 29, verse 11. "The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace." Right now, what we're going through with the COVID-19, friends, God's going to give strength to His people. There's going to be some people that make it, sadly some that don't. That's in it, even with the virus, without a virus. We don't know when our time's up. We need to live each and every day for the Lord. Yes, I want this virus over just as much as you do. And Nurse Shelley, I've talked to her before too, same thing. She wants this over with as quickly as possible. They're going through a lot right now. My heart really breaks for these nurses. Nurses I have talked to that have said, hey, CA, this is rough. And they're scared, and you see it on the news. And the doctors, the same things. And people across America, the same thing. We got to protect ourselves and just know that God will blanket us and protect us. Keep the faith. I can't even stress it enough. Also, the Lord blesses His people with peace, and He will bless you with peace. Somehow, some way, you will get peace if and only if you trust in Him. The book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30 reminds us, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in the heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So when you're weary and burdened, again, give it to God and He's going to give you rest. He's going to take His yoke upon you and He's going to learn from Him. For He is gentle and humble in heart, and He is going to rest your soul. Yes, we need rest. Yes, we need to lay down and take naps if you can, guys. You're quarantined in. You're doing things. A lot of people are gobbling too, and I understand. It's hard for me, the temptation. I'm trying to cut back to try to lose a little bit of weight. Hey, I've got a wedding to officiate in August, and that is for my nephew Caleb and Ebony, who I love very dearly, and this will be the second wedding in our family, at least for my nephews that I'll be doing, and what an honor and what a privilege. And I ask for your continued prayer because they're really putting a lot into this as the months and the days get closer, along with Caitlin and her future husband. And I just pray that this be over with soon, and we will continue to pray. Another good scripture verse I want you to remember is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. So there you go, brief rundown on that. Cast all your anxiety. Look, I've had anxiety attacks. Probably either this week or next week, I'll probably be Bible teaching again and revisiting on anxiety attacks. It's very important that we understand anxiety and how it works if we don't already know. And you can even YouTube it unless you got friends that are nurses and doctors that can even explain it to you on what and what not to do. Give you an example. I probably had one about a month and a half ago, but I didn't publicly announce it. But it just happens, and it can happen when you're under a tremendous amount of stress, when you got things you worry about. But right now, I'm okay. And so I cast all my anxiety on God, and He cares for me. I know He does. And people that love me care about me on earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 reminds us, for God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. So you see, God is not a God of doing a disorder. He is of peace. He wants us to have peace. He wants us to have happiness. He wants us to love Him as much as more than ever. Keep Him first place in our life. Keep Christ in your relationship. Keep Christ in your marriage. If you don't have a Christ-centered relationship with you and Him and you and your significant other, you ain't going to have a strong marriage, period. I'm not even a counselor. I studied counseling in seminary school, but it's a true fact. You're just not. In other words, if one person wants to do it their way, and the other person wants to do it their way, and they don't come in the middle, then nothing's going to be accomplished. So you got to somehow or another pull together and give it to God. And this ain't even being directed toward anybody. I'm just saying this is just life in general as we see it. The book of John chapter 16, friends, verse 33 also reminds us, I have told you these things, so in me you will have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen, amen. Let me give you a breakdown of that. You see, God has told us all these things, that it's going to be a struggle being a Christian. Even when you're a sinner, if you don't have it right with God, you're still going to have troubles. But I encourage you to get it right with God, stronger than ever. Now is the time to get it right with the Lord. Because in this world you are, even being Christians too, brothers and sisters in Christ, the ones that have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you're going to have trouble. But take heart, because I, that would be God, has overcome the world, and Scripture reminds us. The book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16 is a good Scripture reminder. Scripture reminds us, Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and every day. The Lord be with you all. Very good one. Isaiah chapter 32, verses 17 through 18 is another good one. Scripture reminds us, and in the effect of righteousness, there will be peace. And in the results of righteousness, quietness and trust forever. My people will abide in the peaceful habitation in securing dwellings in a quiet resting place. Sometimes, let me stop here, sometimes you've got to find quiet zone, quiet time with just you and God and give it to Him. That's all you can do. When's the answer going to happen? I have no idea, and I've probably mentioned it time after time. Just please give it to the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 reminds us also, the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Got two more for you. Book of Philippians chapter 4, Scripture reminds us in verse 8 and 9, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you. So you're saying, C.A., what do you mean by that scripture verse? Well, let's just do a little breakdown here where he says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is noble, right? Whatever is right, whatever is pure, remember pure, whatever is lovely, right? Whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, remember, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and what peace of God will be with you, plain and simple. In closing, on my final scripture verse, for he himself is our peace, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. So how's all this summing up, CA? Well, I'm going to tell you. This is how it's all going to sum up. In finding God in all this chaos, I hope that these scriptures and somewhat of a breakdown of these scriptures will give you peace of mind to guard your hearts and your mind in Him. If you don't have Christ in your life, you're not going to have anything. Now, you may be the wealthiest person in the world, and praise God for you. You may have a lot of money stashed up. Remember yesterday on my podcast show, I was telling you a situation where a lady, her husband died. He was a very wealthy billionaire. My professor shared the story and how she, they lowered the casket down. Now, normally they don't do that until family members or family or really everybody's gone, but the grave diggers or that's just the word I use, or the people that handle the grave sites, which are usually those landscape guys that work for them. They do combination jobs most of the time. They wait till every family member is gone. This particular situation, keep in mind, was back about 25 years ago that my professor told me, with an additional 10 to 15 years in between of that, that he shared this. Okay, so times have changed from now, 40 years ago, or 41 years ago, than what it was, because I was probably a youngster at the time, like I was showing my example of my Bible that my grandmother got me when my grandfather was at the shop, and she said, come on along with me, let's go to Treasure City. I've got a Bible, yes I do, that's 41 years old, and I've showed that. If you didn't get a chance to see it, I encourage you on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Just like me for free, and see my latest live, well, it's not live no more, but it was live this morning, video of encouragement. I'm going to continue to do that in a podcast as much as I can for you when I can. But through it all, guys, it just boils down to one thing. Serve, love, praise, FaceTime through this time, FaceTime your family. If you want to call, fine. If you want to FaceTime, you got the iPhone, do that. If you have a Skype, do that. I encourage you so much. If someone you love, you want to FaceTime them, do that. Skype, same thing, or just whatever it may be. Not that I'd ever tell you guys what to do. I'm definitely not in the business to do that. I'm only in the not even in business. This is all volunteer. I pay for my podcast line and never ask for any donation, and I never will. If you want to donate to this, I'll tell you this right now. The only way I'd even take any kind of a donation, it would go to work for the Lord, is when I do the t-shirts and stuff that people may want to order online. I've got a lot of future things coming up, but it all depends on this COVID-19, how long this thing's going to last, which we hope will come to an end pretty soon. So I just wanted to let you know, that I'm never going to charge y'all. You can always listen to my podcast free. You can share my podcast for free. If for some reason you can't share it, will you email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or text me on my ministry line and say, CA, will you send it to me? Absolutely, I'll send it to you for free, and you can share it to your friends. Or if they want it, give me their name, and I'll attach it. Or simply easier, this is easier, go to iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Play, CastBox. I know I've said it before, all these big ones. And our major network, of course, is iHeartRadio. That's where everything kind of goes through. We're fixing to join together in closing. I know I've rambled a lot on our intercessory prayer, but let's just continue to give this to God. And if there's anything I can do for you, I'm here. I'm here to pray. Please be safe. Please sanitize your hands best you can. I hope you find disinfectant. And let's just continue to pray for the ones that are grieving right now and the lost. And right now, if you are one of the lost and you don't know Christ, I pray that you either give me a text and with your phone number, let me call you, or if you know a pastor friend, neighbor friend, someone that's a Christian. I know you can't have social, they don't want you to get close right now, too close to someone, but if you pick up the phone and call somebody, a friend, say, hey, I need you to join in prayer. I've got this situation going on. I don't want you to lose hope in the Lord. If you get to that point, I want you to text me, say, hey, you pray for me? Sure. Every text you send me, I'm going to acknowledge back. May not be right then, right there, but I'll get it and I'll acknowledge back to you. Just have patience in me, okay? Especially this week, probably next week too as well. All right, well, let's lead off in an intercessory prayer. Thank you so much again, friends, for listening. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we just lift everything up to you. Our world is still going through chaos. We got this COVID-19. God, we just ask that you would just get rid of it. We just pray, God, that you would just blow it away like the wind, and that the death count will go down and the infections will go down. Father, we still lifting it up and giving it to you. We love you so much. We give you everything. We love you, God. We believe in you. We put all of our faith, all of our hope, all of our trust in you. Pray you be with our senior citizens. Pray even the elderly. Pray you be with them. Pray would you be with our nurses, that you just guide and protect each and every one of our precious nurses out there that are scared right now. Give them peace of mind. And Lord, our doctors too, give them peace of mind. And Father God, I also pray for our children, protection over all of them. Just the whole entire world. Give wisdom to our president, vice president, and give, let's continue that for our Senate, Congress, leaderships, governors all across the world. It's just a chaotic time. Jesus, please utilize them and help them in time of need. And I never really bring this up too much, but I pray that we're able to get these ventilators, I should say, and these masks that are being made. For we love you and thank you for all you do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, well, that's going to do it for Wednesday. Thank you, friends. You're loved. You're appreciated. Hang in there. Again, Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Text or call number 1-800-978-9735. I will ask you to just put your name and the state you're from, situation. I'll help you. Okay? Also, email again one more time, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Remember this, the sun rises on the other side. It will, and I guarantee it, as good as my word, the sun will rise on the other side. We will get through this. Keep the faith. And remember, even if you're boxed in, enjoy life. LIFE, exclamation point dot. Talk to you soon. Y'all have a great day from Fort Worth, Texas. Bye for now.